It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast, your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
It's Thursday, April 11th, 2024. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
It's the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Yeah.
Also known as a piss cast.
The pisser.
How are you today, Shauna?
I'm great. The weather's good. Beautiful. Yeah, sunshine, feeling warm out there. Mm-hmm. Starting to feel really like spring, finally, mm-hmm. even though I know next week maybe not so much, but that's fine. It's great for now, okay?
We're just so much more active. Like, when I track my fitness on my Fitbit, like, as soon as the weather gets nicer, we're walking way more, going for bike rides in the evening, totally. Playing outside with the kids.
Like, yeah.
Summer is just so much better than winter. It really is.
I miss snowboarding, though.
Yeah.
I'm way more active in the winter on the weekends, for sure.
Are you?
Because I snowboard almost every weekend, whereas in the summer, there's always a whole bunch of other stuff going on, so not always active. Always fun things, obviously, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the nice weather.
Yes.
A couple of shout-outs, if I could.
Yeah.
I wanted to wait for them to announce it, but my brother and his wife had their second child. On Monday.
That's so exciting.
They had a daughter.
Congratulations.
Yes, they got a boy who's a year and a half, and now they have a daughter. And she was born during the solar eclipse.
That's
which is
so cool.
Pretty cool.
So cool.
So I'm looking forward to meeting her. They live in Regina.
Regina.
Yeah, so.
Awesome.
Family's getting a little bigger. That's the first girl, because, like, I'm one of three boys. We have two boys. They had a boy. Now they have a girl. So there's a girl. She's going to be spoiled, I think.
Totally.
Also, if you are ever trying to get in touch with the station, with the show, I know sometimes people will text us on the station's number, which is 403-238-9929. And you can use that number to text us.
You can. Even if it's after the fact, we will see it.
Well, sometimes we don't. That's what I was going to say. Because sometimes if the other shows, because it's the same text line that we all share, sometimes those messages get buried. And I don't want you to feel like we're ignoring you.
True.
So
yes.
You could text us while we're in the studio, which is Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 in the morning. Or you could get at us on social media or through our email, xmornings@x99.ca.
Yes.
And then we are guaranteed to see it.
Totally.
On today's show, we're going to talk about what season it is. Not just getting outside season, but it's something else.
Yeah.
Pop audio, because the song was pretty big. I think you'll recognize it. Talk about some Canadian accents and etymology. Your elementary school crush, a trend that was big when we were younger. The Arizona Coyotes might be relocating. We'll talk about that. Lots of fun stuff on today's show.
Lots
after
good stuff.
You're out of context, but we got a cute cat now. Anybody want this cute cat? We got a cute cat now. Do I see it? We got one bid for a cute cat. Can I get a second?
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
McKenna said her friend at the gym was telling her this story. I guess she's a member of this cat adoption group online.
Okay, yeah.
And she said that whenever a cute cat is posted, there are like 90 comments from people saying, I'll take it. I'll come get it now. I'll take that cat.
Yeah.
But when it's an ugly cat, crickets. Crickets.
You know, I'm a big advocate for the ugly cat. I will always try and stick up for the ugly cat.
Well, this ugly cat got posted the other day.
Oh.
It was cross-eyed. It was missing its ears from frostbite.
Oh,
and
no.
As usual, nobody commented on the ugly cat.
Okay, where's this cat? I'll take it.
So McKenna's friend offered. She's like, fine, I'll take the cat. So she drove 2.5 hours to pick it up. Oh, it's pregnant, too.
Oh,
the ugly cat was pregnant as well. I was like, did
Hopefully
she know?
Hopefully it's not genetic ugly cat. Hopefully whatever cat it...
Oh, a litter of ugly kittens?
Did the old heels to Jesus with is a little more attractive. Yeah.
I said, did she know that it was pregnant when she went to get it? Or did they like... hoodwink her into it.
Oh man.
She gets out there. Here's your ugly cat. By the way, it's pregnant. You can't do that.
Oh boy. No. After 2.5 hour drive.
But I was like, man, that's so funny. Like all the interest in the cute cats and then just nothing when it's an ugly cat. Hey, this is like the ugly cat auction. And our first item up for bids, we got a cute cat now. Anybody want this cute cat? We got a cute cat now. Do I see it? We got one bid for a cute cat. Can I get a second bid for this cute cat? We got two for the cute cat. Cute cat going. Three for the cute cat. Everybody wants this cute cat. We got a really cute cat. Take this cute cat home now. Lots of interest in the cute cat. Sold to the lady in the back. You're taking home a cute cat. Next up, we got an ugly cat. You want this ugly cat now? Got an ugly cat now? Look at this cat. So ugly. You want this ugly cat? Take this ugly cat home now. We're going to put this cat down. If you don't take it, we're going to euthanize this cat. If you don't take it now, you want to bid on this ugly cat? Who wants this ugly cat? Nobody wants this ugly cat.
Fine, I'll take the ugly cat.
Sold.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I saw something yesterday, Beckler, that I have not seen before. There was a guy who pulled up beside me and he was in a convertible. And we've talked about driving gloves before. So he was wearing driving gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wearing a balaclava.
Like a ski mask?
Like a ski mask.
That's terrifying.
Holy crap.
Did he look like he just come from a bank robbery?
Like I looked beside me and I'm like, that is a surefire way to get pulled over, sir. Like, I don't know if you realize that. Like, what is going on over there?
Wow. So, just came from some terrorist activities.
Honestly, I looked and I was trying to figure it out. And I was like, what? Why would you? And all I could think of is it was still a little cold to be driving a convertible. I don't know if maybe his... maybe his heat's not working and he was super desperate to just get on his convertible. I don't know. And he knew that his head would be cold. He was a taller fella as well. So I don't know.
So schmutz was sticking up above the window.
Yeah. And maybe he thought like it was one of those smaller import convertibles. Okay. So he was a fair sized man inside this little convertible. Maybe he thought a toque would fly off his head.
Ah, yes. If he really got going and it caught the wind.
Right.
Eh?
So he secured.
we'll just strap her down to the rest of my face.
Balaclava. You can't just drive around in a driving balaclava, okay?
Did you get a photo or video of this guy?
I tried so hard and he ripped off before I could. And I hope I see him again because.
That's super Calgarian, isn't it?
Oh, my. Yes.
It's not quite convertible season yet, but he's going for it.
You just can't be doing that.
Wow.
Everyone around is going to be very alarmed.
When you initially said balaclava, I was picturing a bandana. You know, like, you always see this.
Yeah.
In movies a woman will put one on in a convertible so that she doesn't wreck her perm, right?
I think we've even talked about that TV trope.
Yeah.
It's always a thing.
She'll put on red lipstick and then go.
And big sunglasses. And then she has
big sunglasses.
But no, this is next level, balaclava. Again, I guess he's very comfortable in his own skin to do that because he's doing it, right? He's just like, I'm going to keep my schmutz warm. Maybe he's bald. Maybe he knows that it's, again, going to be very cold on the top of his head, so he puts a balaclava on to really secure it and keep his head warm.
I'm bald, and I wouldn't drive around with a schlalilava on in the car.
You should try it out sometime and see how it feels.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
So, the rumor is that the Arizona Coyotes may be sold.
The Coyotes?
The Coyotes.
The Arizona Coyotes.
They may be sold and relocated to Salt Lake City, Utah. That is the rumor right now.
I do enjoy this rumor.
Yeah. So the potential buyer would be Ryan Smith, the guy who owns the Utah Jazz. That's what the rumor says. Mm. And I got to be honest with you, Shauna. I can't say that I hate the idea.
No.
Because the Yotes have struggled in Arizona.
Yeah. They have not. It's a running joke now, really. So I wouldn't mind it.
And Salt Lake City has never had a team.
No.
So maybe give them a shot to be successful there. It's a winter city.
I was about to say they're more of a winter place, so they'd maybe draw more there for sure.
Any suggestions for what a potential Salt Lake City NHL team should be called?
I was about to say, I hope that Ryan Smith doesn't name the team along the same lines as the Jazz.
Well, the bar is pretty low. It's got to be better than the Jazz.
That's a really low bar, yeah.
The Jazz, I think, is probably the worst pro sports team name of all.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
It's got to be better than the Jazz.
So, let's hope so, yeah.
I mean, assuming that Storm and Mormons isn't in the running,
that's too
what
bad.
Would you like to see the team called? Anything that would make sense?
I mean, that was up on top front runner for sure.
You're thinking Storm and Mormons,
Storm
too?
Storm and Mormons, yeah. At first I was thinking on the lake side of things, I think it's the Utah Lakers, but that's taken.
It's been taken.
The Utah Crackers? That's a bit of a stretch, but to do with the Saltines, the Salt Lake City. Could we do a play on Salt Lake City? No. No. You know, like a saltine cracker.
Yeah, that's not where I went when you said that. Nope. So
yeah, I'm sorry. Sorry to let
I mean, both are accurate.
Let that linger
both
and dangle.
Pretty accurate.
But it works on a lot of levels, really. So, I mean, I'd be okay with that one.
I was like, something to do with the mountainous terrain around there, because it is very mountainous. I just flew over Salt Lake City, like, on the way back from Phoenix a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's beautiful, right in the mountains there.
It really is.
Something to do with that. I was like, I don't know, like the Sasquatches. But then I thought, the Avalanche have that Bigfoot shoulder patch. That's their kind of alternate logo, so that might not work.
This one's a bit scary, but I was reading that as Salt Lake City dries up, there's a lot of arsenic that's been released into the atmosphere, and they're fearing of this. So the Utah arsenic?
Okay.
Daunting, badass.
That would be different than any other pro sports
sure
team names that have the Jazz and the arsenic.
I mean, the other one I crossed mind, of course, the Utah Sister Wives, but I don't think that would fly for a hockey team either.
Gonna be a tough one.
No.
I was wondering if there was a lake monster in the Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And there is.
Okay.
The North Shore Monster, also known as Old Briny.
Oh.
So there might be something fun you could do with that.
That would be fun. Would it be more fun than the Utah Crackers, though?
No, I think it's got to be the Crackers.
And I can already envision the logo, okay?
What's the logo?
It's a saltine cracker.
It's a fella in a polo shirt holding a saltine.
So the saltine isn't a polo shirt, obviously. The Beckler and Shauna Podcast. Kind of unofficially throwback Thursday on this radio program right now.
Yes.
Beckler, do you remember Baby G watches?
Like, I think that was the girl version of G-Shock.
Oh, yeah. G-Shock
watches.
And Baby G was the girl.
Yes, yeah. I think so.
They were huge at one point. Not like, physically huge, but also
chunky,
massive.
Thick boys.
They were like a platform shoe on your wrist, just carrying that around, right? It was like, kind of like a Yee, you know, his whole shoe thing. That's on your right. wrist. That's what it looked like. Those were insane.
I think my brother still wears the G-Shock watches.
Does he?
Yeah, I think he still gets them and wears them, and they're big.
I have not seen them in quite some time. Also, the girls' ones were like bright color, like bright pink, right? Or baby blue.
Yes.
Or they were very just, it was a big statement.
Were they rubber?
Yes.
That feels like it would pull my arm hair.
I honestly, there's a lot about that. There was a lot going on in your wrist when those were a big thing. But it kind of got me thinking about watches in general. Like, we used to actually, that was kind of a fashion thing for a while.
For sure.
And now I don't really think that it is.
I think it still is, like, on the higher end.
On
like,
the
a
upper.
Few of my friends have Rolexes, and that's, like, it's a big deal amongst them.
And when you're a little older, not to say that you're old, but I'm thinking, like, in high school and stuff, do kids still care at all about watches, or is it more to go along with age?
Good question.
Because you certainly don't use a watch anymore.
At least where I grew up, it wasn't the G-Shock watches that were huge. It was Nixon watches.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Nixon watches?
I do. Yeah. There was also Guess watches for girls. A lot of girls wanted the Guess watch or like the chain watches of different types. Those were big
too.
Yeah.
Does Nixon even still make watches?
That's a good question. I haven't seen a Nixon watch
in
a while.
Looks like they do.
Oh, good.
Still I haven't seen one in a while either. I had one when I was younger.
Not sure who's buying them, but I'm glad they're still there.
Yeah. The watch, the timepiece.
Now it's a Fitbit. It seems, especially for younger people, I find like the Fitbit has kind of just gone in place of the watch, and it still tells you the time. But again, nobody uses it for the time. Mm-hmm. We have phones for that, right?
Phone for that.
But I'm curious. Yeah. Is it still a fashion statement for kids in high school?
You're right. And I think with like older people, it is too.
Definitely. The older you get and old people still love the really expensive watches. I'm sorry if you're really old. If you're listening to this right now.
Looking at your watch.
You're not that old. Okay.
My grandpa had this one with like a, it was metal, but it had like an elastic brace. I don't know how to describe it, but like you'd pull it on and off by like stretching out the metal band.
That's handy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But before that, it was the pocket watch, right? And those kind of went out of vogue. Not many people have those anymore. Let's bring those back.
Red Foreman on That 70s Show said it best. Who needs a damn pocket watch? What time is it? I don't know. I'll check my pocket. But we're kind of doing that now with phones.
We are. We're back. The phone,
pocket timepiece.
This is
back.
Oh my God.
It's a pocket watch.
Look what we've done here.
It's a pocket watch.
Now we know it's a pocket watch. The Beckler and
Shauna Podcast. We were walking home with our boys from school yesterday, and McKenna was bugging my youngest Brigham to tell her who his crush is at school.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm not telling anybody. And I was like, good man.
Smart.
You keep that to yourself, because once that information is out there, at elementary school, that knowledge is like a nuclear warhead in the social world, isn't it?
Because everybody else is going to go after her too?
Well, they're going to want to know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal when you're in elementary school,
it
right?
It is, yeah.
And I said, if you tell anybody, we know how this is going to happen, because I remember being that age and I remember seeing how it would go. The person who had that information, who knew who your crush was, would say to your crush, I know someone who likes you.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't tell. And that would set off this diplomatic chain reaction.
It's true.
Amongst your group of friends of like trying to get that information out of the person.
It's very true. Yeah.
And it always fails.
Which is always hilarious, because if you like them, you normally, you know, as you get older, you want to tell them so that you can pursue that person. But when you're in elementary school, it stays as a secret. You don't want to act on it. You
that's
just
right.
know that that person is who you like, and that's where it ends.
You have to keep that to yourself.
You cannot go beyond that. Okay. It's in your brain. We have not gone to the physical touching or going anywhere with with that.
Right.
Right? Yeah. Right. It just starts up there.
And that's where it's got to stay if you want to be in control of your own life.
Yeah. You're birthing the relationship baby up in your brain at that point, but it doesn't go beyond that yet.
And then Bo and I were joking because I was like, really? You could set off a bomb amongst a group of friends by just making that up, right?
No, yeah.
I could just say to you, Shauna, I know someone who likes you.
I know who likes you.
But I'm not going to tell. And it would drive you crazy.
Yep.
And it might be no one. I might have made it up.
Mm-hmm.
I might have made it up, the whole thing.
I know who likes you. I know who likes you.
Nobody likes Milhouse.
I know who likes you.
Bo and I were cracking up because you could say that to someone.
Yeah.
I know someone who likes you. It's me. That's how you break it to your crush.
Are they at that age yet, or is that going to go? I think you might implode after that.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I got this email yesterday from a company that just said, got content, we'll pay you. And
for any specific type of content or just content in general?
Content.
Just content.
At first, that was all it said was content. I'm like, I mean, I think we've all got some content. I can go and rip through my phone here, but it was, of course, any content about their product.
Oh, okay. But type of company was it? Do you remember what they were selling?
Yes, it was for rig strips is what it's technically called. But they're these strips that you put on the outside of your vehicle that you can lean your snowboard or your skis on.
Oh, okay.
And then it's just one of those companies, which is great for, you know, then you don't have to put it on the ground or whatever. Anyway, so they were like, anybody who has any videos or photos or anything of you using our product, send it to us and we'll give you $300.
Okay.
And I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
It's so crazy to me that this is what companies are doing now, though. Like, forget advertising. They're just looking for you to use your social media accounts to advertise for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening all the time and so much, right? Like, so many different companies are reaching out to people with a certain amount of followers and, you know.
Oh, man, Shauna, I get almost a message a day probably from a company.
Yep.
That wants to collaborate, they always say. Do you want to collaborate? You're interested in a partnership?
Mm-hmm.
And some of them offer money, some of them don't.
Yep.
A lot of them don't.
Yep.
A lot of them are just offering like an exchange of, we'll send you product if you shout it out, right?
Yeah, and there's lots of people who are on board for that, right? Being like, sweet, give me free product and I'll you know, plug you.
Yeah, and I think I've approached it a little bit differently. I've approached it differently with my own accounts, though. Like, I have like a price that I'll make a video for, and it's pretty high.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of companies, when I tell them like what I charge for a video, I never hear back from them.
Well, you don't want to water down your own personal social media account.
Exactly. That's it.
Yeah.
If I took every single offer, then my feed would be nothing but shilling for products and nobody would be interested in what I was posting anymore. So I'd rather take like one every once in a while that pays really well and like actually put some effort into it and make it something that you might want to watch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, exactly. Because again, these are still my social media accounts. I don't want it to become just another sales pitch. And as you said, the minute you do that, then nobody's going to
people
follow anyway. So yeah, it is
people
a bizarre way. We've truly seen this shift, right? We've truly seen it from companies spending huge money still on, you know, advertising on television
advertising.
And flipping on to social media instead.
There is, I think, an army of like, quote unquote influencers out there that are willing to like trade you posts for a meal, for a free meal, posts for a shirt, you know, all that stuff.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess if it works for them and it works for the company, but it's not the way that I would approach it.
Nope, not me either.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Yeah, very rarely have I done an influencer deal where I'll trade just straight up product for, I mean, it depends on the value of the product, right?
Yeah.
Because that can be a good deal.
It's
or if it's something that I really want.
Actually, I mean, I got 50% off a snowboard, and it was a...
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
$1,000 snowboard, so that's $500.
Yeah.
Snowboard, which I was... And it's right up my... If it's something like that that aligns perfectly with something I do anyway.
You're right.
Right? Like, and I always am posting just on my own accord snowboarding, so why not? It aligns perfectly.
Why not take the brand in there and 100%. Get a bit of a deal going, too?
Yeah.
Or like... I've got one in the works right now. There was a company that offered to come and detail both of my vehicles with like their top detailing package.
Sweet.
And I was like, okay, yeah, I think we could probably work something out for that.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Or if like my dream deal would be like with Toyota or something, you know?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because like you said, if it's a product you believe in.
Yeah. Totally.
And you're going to, you know, you're into it anyways. Why not?
Audi, if you're listening.
half of the inquiries I get right now are for betting sites. Like, and we talked about that on the air, about the moral hangups that I had with
for me, it's a ton of like jewelry and the weird sunglasses. There are a lot of sunglass companies that love to reach out. Yeah. Strangely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so my rate is actually quite a bit higher for betting companies, and then I don't hear back from them. So it's like, all right.
Well, yeah.
Here we are. Mm-hmm. Shauna, we didn't talk about this on the air today or on social media or anything, but that new show Fallout debuted last night on Amazon Prime, which is based on the video game series Fallout.
Right. Yeah.
And McKenna and I watched most of episode one last night. It was getting a little late, so we had to shut her down, but holy crap, was episode one good.
Like, so it's gonna be a good one.
Oh, I'm so excited for the rest of the show. Like, no, it's sitting there waiting for me tonight when we go home.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, yeah. I might have to look into that. Also, I wanted to give a shout out because a bunch of people were talking about Italian Job, which, as a kid growing up, was one of my favorite
which
movies.
Time?
all the times. Because I found this, I think it's still my favorite movie. That's why I always bring it up. It was, as a kid, I vividly, and I have a terrible memory, as you know, and that show just held a place in my mind, and I don't know why. It was just like seeing Charlie, I just wanted to be her. It was kind of the first movie where I'm like, that's what I want to be when I grow up. Anyway, a lot of people suggested Atomic Blonde because Charlize Theron is a badass in that one, and that's a far more recent movie.
Did you watch it?
I did.
And
it's awesome.
It's good.
So I wanted to say thank you to everybody for all the recommendations on Atomic Blonde, and it's way more recent, and she is truly a badass. So yeah, that's going to be my new point of reference. Also, that might be the first movie I've watched from front to back in, I want to say, over a year.
Wow.
I don't watch movies anymore in full. So thank you for everyone for that.
Typically, the recommendations we get from friends of this show are fairly solid.
Yep.
Like, it's not often where I've watched it and been like, what was this person talking about? Yeah. Or, you know, checked out a piece of music that they recommended.
You guys are great with all the recommendations. We love it. So keep them coming.
Keep that up. And I recommend checking out Fallout.
Yes. It's okay. Fantastic. Good to know. I will.
Do you know the concept of it?
No.
So, like, the world has been destroyed in nuclear war, and it's about the survivors living in a bunker and then coming up to the surface.
Right.
And it's set like 200 years in the future. And yeah, just the way that it was shot and like the pacing of it and everything so far has been so good.
Right.
So
noted.
Recommend that if you got Amazon Prime. The Beckler and Shauna podcast is brought to you by Shane Holmes. One thing I've always wanted, and like we actually were saving for a while before shit got really expensive, was a hot tub.
Yeah.
I think I'd get so much use out of a hot tub. But I was chatting with a friend on the weekend, and she said they used to have a hot tub, and she loved it. But the one thing she didn't like is that you always have to shower when you come out of it then.
Fair.
And I hadn't thought about that. Like, she said, you're so melty and you're ready for bed, but you do have to go shower and get the chlorine off you. And I was thinking, well, it'd be easier if you installed like an outdoor shower. And then at least for part of the year, you could just rinse off as soon as you got out of the hot tub and go right in the house.
Yep.
And I wonder if Shane Holmes could build that with their affordable customization.
I bet you they could.
They could build you a little shower off the back of your house and have it done in such a way that you could turn the water off when it gets cold and you don't have any pipe problems then. Maybe even build you like a little enclosure around it so your neighbors don't see your piss weasel.
Yeah.
All that.
Mm. Nobody wants to see your piss weasel.
Or everybody does.
Nope.
Everybody.
Mm-mm.
All the people.
No.
Learn more about Shane Holmes at ShaneHolmes.com. Shane Holmes.
The better way to build.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast. Etymology with Shauna.
I have a request for you, Shauna.
Yes, please.
I was listening to a Tolkien podcast, and don't worry, I'm not going to start playing the Lord of the Rings music here.
I was expecting that, but okay, thank you.
Usually it just starts playing on its own.
Weird.
And the host read a passage from one of Tolkien's books, which included the word doom. But he said that at the time that Tolkien would have written this, the word doom was used differently than we use it today. So he said, tell me if this is what you found in your travels or not,
yep.
But that doom was basically just a different tense of the word deem. Because they're talking about the doom of Mandos, but it's basically just like what he deemed.
Okay.
Not necessarily like the negative connotations that doom comes with today.
Yeah.
Is that true?
It is. So doom comes from the old English word dom, which just means judgment.
Oh.
So when you think of it, so deem is from the old English word demand, which means act as a judge.
Okay.
Which of course then that's where we get demand from. Basically, if you're demanding something, you're acting as a judge because you're deeming it. It all is very similar, right? Doom, deem. It all kind of comes down to judgment and...
So if you deem something to be acceptable, that is your doom.
Yes, your judgment.
But it would sound very out of place to use that word in that context today, wouldn't it?
It would. And it's funny because when you look at the Bible and stuff, though, and you think about judgment being used in the Bible, it's normally a negative connotation.
Oh, yes. And then you could come into like Revelation. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why it kind of got to that negative connotation and stuck there. But at the time, it just did mean judgment.
Right.
So that's why it was deem, doom, judge. It was all to do with judges and judging. And
if I referred to your doom now, people would be like, oh, like it's the end of Shauna. She's going to die. Mm-hmm. But it's that's.
But no, it would be my judgment.
Oh.
My judgment.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You, I mean, you make fun of my love of Lord of the Rings. As a word nerd, Shauna, you would love Tolkien because the webs that he spins with language and stuff and how all the names that he gives places, they make etymological sense within his world.
Which is great. Is it, do you have to do it in 800 pages every book, honestly?
Which is great. Good for him.
Good for him.
Etymology with Shauna.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
I was doing work on the weekend and Highway Through Hell came on in the background, Beckler. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen Highway Through Hell.
I haven't, no.
It's one of those heavy rescue truck ones where they go and they rescue trucks. This one, I think, focuses on the Coca-Cola, which, of course, is an absolute disaster, a greasy fire show in the winter. So very fascinating. But I was listening to it and didn't look up for a little while, and I just kept hearing things, and I was like, are these the most Canadian people I have ever heard in my life? If you want a lesson in Canadianisms and you want to get a good overall view of the different types of Canadian accents and things that go on here, this is the show to watch for sure. Like, I know we have Letterkenny and Corner Gas that are scripted, unapologetically Canadian. Highway Through Hell, though, has the best of the best. A lot of Terry's on that show. And I was just like, I couldn't stop laughing about the things they're saying.
They're not putting on their accents. Those are real accents.
These are real, true accents.
Do you have a clip?
I tried to record some. This is within, I think, 10 minutes of the show. So I tried to get a few clips here for you just to give you an idea here. The audio isn't great. I'm sorry, but I think you can pick up on it.
Looks like the food truck is about done with.
So they're right there. First
looks like the food truck is about done with.
And he said poo truck. So looks like the poo truck is
poo
about.
Poo truck.
Yeah, a bit of an East Coast accent there.
Did
you
throw my clothes in the garbage?
You can hear a hard R coming in through there.
My clothes in the garbage.
Yep. He's pretty unstable, eh? Of course, the classic A in there.
That thing is sketchy.
That thing is sketchy, okay?
But Merv's skilled handling.
That one just Merv. Of course, his name is Merv, okay? Skilled handling.
Lands the back end on the road.
Noise.
Just noise.
Noise.
And then going back, here's a real good one.
It's about as greasy as she gets, boys.
It's about as greasy as she gets, boys.
Yep. Got her dialed. This is, again, actually, that was, I think, 7 minutes that I cut into just with brief clips here.
Maybe they are putting on a little, although I know people who speak like that.
I promise
naturally.
You they aren't.
Yeah,
I 100%,
true.
When you see them and you, like, they, that's just truly how they speak. And I love it. I love them all.
So you said this is set in BC, right?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them, though, from other parts of Canada to do this job because they're very specialized at this. They're really good at heavy truck rescue.
So. Does BC have its own accent? Or is it just, because I mean, like, the interior parts of BC, everybody rural in Canada kind of sounds the same, right? Like, other than the East Coast and Quebec, like, you go right across the country.
Yeah.
And if you live rurally, you have that super
Canadian accent. Yeah.
But does BC have its own flair?
That's a good question.
I couldn't hear it if it does.
No. And again, I think these are so many people that are imported from all over Canada, it would be tough to know. But I wonder if rural BC would have their own kind of Canadian accent that peeks through there, you know?
Or is it just the same as rural Alberta, rural Saskatchewan, rural Ontario?
I think all the rural accents just come together, yep.
The Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Audio.
I actually didn't know this, and I used to be a fairly big fan of Linkin Park, but their first name was Zero with an X, like Xerox, but without the last X. Then it was Hybrid Theory, and then it was Linkin Park.
I didn't know Hybrid Theory was their band name at one point.
Me neither. 'Cause I've drawn regret from the truth.
I remember the first time I heard this song at the end of the first Transformers movie in 2007 in the movie theater.
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
Got chills then? Still get chills.
Yeah. A second music video for the song was made exclusively for Australia. It features a completely different scenario from the original. The story is a woman working at a government-run pharmaceutical company learns of a plan to develop a new virus for social control. She smuggles out several blood samples of a human test subject to the virus to expose the conspiracy. And thanks to the help of a bunch of people in black hooded sweaters with Linkin Park logos, she does it successfully. Why there's an alternate video, I don't know.
This album, Minutes to Midnight, takes its title from the Doomsday Clock, which is meant to be a symbolic representation of how close humanity is to destruction. The clock appears in many pieces of pop culture, but the real clock has been criticized for inconsistencies, like how the hands are much closer to midnight right now than during the Cuban Missile Crisis when we damn near had total nuclear war.
Audio. The Beckler and Shauna podcast. Beckler, I saw the most beautiful skulllet on the street yesterday.
Oh, nice. I saw one too recently. One of my neighbors has one.
Oh, it's skulllet season.
It's skulllet season.
It is skulllet season. This is what I realized is that in the winter, you really don't see many skulllets because, of course, they're probably wearing toques or hats or something to cover up that bald spot because it's freaking cold.
There are some skulls that are pretty tough and can withstand the elements.
There are a few, but I've noticed that you really don't see as many in the winter. And then right now is prime skulllet season. Like they are birthed, they're coming out of their hibernation.
It's kind of like one of my friends used to say, oh, there's so many better looking girls around here in the summer. I'm like, it's the same girls that were here in the winter.
They're just unwrapped a little bit.
They're just not wearing as much.
Same as the skulllet. The skulllet comes out. It comes out just like the bears. You know, the bears come out of hibernation, as do the skulllets. But this one, it was long. It was wavy. It was perfectly bald on top, like just not just the shiniest, glossy delight right up on top. Yeah. Greasy like a duck before being cleaned by Dawn. That's how greasy this was. Okay.
like a volunteer worker in rubber gloves should be giving it a bath.
Yeah, that's what it looks like should have needed to happen. But that is really a prime skulllet, right? That's just
one of those deep water horizon skulllets.
Yeah, I picture just coming into the screen, just a rubber glove, just right tapping that skulllet with the Dawn. Can we do this for
that's
you, sir?
A great skulllet.
Yeah, it's been, I don't know if it's been washed in that toque since the last fall, since to be fall? Honest with you.
Well, I am excited.
There you go. But it looked perfectly like Switchblade Sam.
Nice.
It was a perfect, like he looked identical to Switchblade Slim. And I almost walked up to him like, are you in fact Switchblade?
The skulllet in my neighborhood is on a younger guy too. It's like a younger dad, wow. Which is really exciting because you don't see many skulllets under like,
nope.
You know, 60 years of age. So
they don't tend to embrace them that young.
No.
You should.
Because it takes a long time, I think, to earn that skulllet credibility, right?
It's true.
To live that skulllet lifestyle. It doesn't just happen.
This guy was textbook. Like, if we had a textbook on perfect skulllets, this man would have been it. He truly would have been. So just brace yourselves because, again, we're getting into skulllet season
I'm excited.
You've been listening to the Beckler and Shauna podcast.
Brought to you by Shane Holmes, offering affordable customization on your new home.
You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative, X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have Beckler and Shauna downloaded daily to whatever device you use.